Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Have you ever seen the television show, Who Do You Think You Are? The premise of this program is they take a celebrity and they work through that celebrity's family history with them. You can often find them in churches looking through baptismal, marriage, and burial records, or in local government agencies combing the archives searching for information on their ancestors. These searches often reveal interesting facts and information about those long-lost family members. And at the conclusion of the show, the celebrity summarizes how this exercise in uncovering their family history has aided them in understanding their own identity and who they are. Today, psychologists tell us that knowing and understanding our identity is a crucial aspect of living healthy and fulfilling lives. We all want to know who we are, where we have come from, and why we are here. In the Gospel of Matthew, the identity of Jesus is a major feature, for people are always asking him or wondering, "Who do you think you are?" In chapter 1, Matthew begins with Jesus' genealogy, and this is followed by Joseph's discovery that his betrothed Mary is pregnant and he's not the father. He was going to divorce her quietly, but the angel Gabriel came to him in a dream and revealed to him the true identity of this child who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was Jesus, the one who will save his people from their sins. And then in chapter 2, we see that the Magi come seeking the child whose identity they describe as the newborn King of the Jews. In the beginning of chapter 4, we see Satan questioning Jesus and his identity by asking, "If you really are the Son of God," in other words, "Who do you think you are?" Jesus then baffles the multitude by preaching the Sermon on the Mount, which concludes with the words, "And the crowds were astonished with his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, not as their scribes." In chapter 8, a legion of demons declare that Jesus is the Son of God. And in chapter 9, the crowd was afraid when Jesus healed the paralytic and forgave him his sins. They wondered who he thought he was, because only God can forgive sins. The question of who does Jesus think he really is consistently crops up throughout the Gospel of St. Matthew. In fact, it concludes with the high priest Caiaphas demanding to know if Jesus really thinks he is the Son of God. And then we have the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, asking Jesus if he really does think that he is the King of the Jews. To both of these questions, Jesus gives an affirmative answer. He is the Messiah, who is the King of the Jews. But he's not what the religious and political authorities picture the Messiah or the King of Jews to be. To understand Jesus and who he thought he truly was, we go to Matthew chapter 16, where he asks his disciples, "Who do you think that I am?" Jesus wanted his disciples to realize and understand his true identity. Peter responds, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus praises Peter for his assessment of Jesus' identity. Jesus understands himself to be God's Son, the one who will redeem the entire world from sin, death, and the devil. But this fact should not surprise us, because way back in chapter 3 at Jesus' baptism, God the Father declares who Jesus is. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God's declaration is the normative viewpoint for us as we read Matthew's gospel and live out our daily lives. God himself announces that Jesus is his Son, the suffering servant king who will redeem humanity. All future questions of Jesus' identity in the gospel must be read in the light of God's assessment of who Jesus really is. Jesus is the righteous Son of God who associates himself with sinful humanity to be our Savior. And because Jesus is precisely God's beloved Son who fulfills all righteousness on our behalf, we may have confidence in who we are, as our identity is bound up with and found in Jesus. For in our baptism, God declares that we are His child, dearly loved by Him, forgiven by Him, filled with His Holy Spirit, clothed with the righteousness of Christ, buried and raised to new life in the sacred waters, and we are reborn as members of God's family. So when someone asks you, "Who do you think you are?" we may boldly say, "In Christ, I am God's beloved child." Let us pray. Father in heaven, in the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him to be your beloved Son, and you anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life through that same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.